This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump told West Point's graduating class their job will be to defend America's vital interests and not to fight endless wars in a faraway land. In his commencement address to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the president told more than 1,000 graduating cadets the job of the American soldier is not to rebuild foreign nations, but to defend and defend strongly the United States. Mr. Trump came to West Point at a time of tension with U.S. military leaders over whether the military should be used to quell nationwide protests over the killing of George Floyd. He's an African-American man who died in police custody last month. Floyd's death has led to protests around the world calling for police reform and/or racial equality. Protesters in New Orleans tore down a bust of a slave owner who left his wealth to build schools. They then took what was left to the Mississippi River and rolled it into the water. Saturday's destruction is part of a nationwide movement to remove monuments to the Confederacy or with links to slavery. The police did not identify the bust, but local media said it was John McDonough. Upon his death, McDonough left a large portion of his money to New Orleans and Baltimore for schools, and many schools in New Orleans are named after him. Google said Sunday it would explore why the picture of Britain's World War II leader Winston Churchill disappeared from a top search results list of former UK prime ministers during controversy over his record on racism. The search giant said the photo's removal from its horizontal list atop search results for former British prime ministers was due to an automatic update and, quote, not purposeful. They apologized for any concern. Britain's World War II prime minister has become engulfed in controversy after a Black Lives Matter protest in central London last weekend led